Check, check. What is good, everybody? It's your boy, Jones Gray, aka Auntie Savior, back again with yet another episode of Generation Genius. We are on episode 32, or 33, 35, I don't know. How you guys doing? You know what I'm saying? Let me adjust this mic. Yeah, you feel me? Super pause on that, because that was wild. But yeah, thank you guys so much for coming. If you're here, thank you for coming again. If you're been here before, you know what I'm saying? Just appreciate you guys for tuning in. We are going to make sure this podcast happens every single week. I'm going to get some interviews. I promise you guys that I'm going to get some interviews. I've been working with my friend Young. I definitely got to get him on an interview, you know what I'm saying? That's the homie, you know what I'm saying? Producers. I'm going to get another producer friend on here. I really want to get her on here too. She's dope. And just discussing with, you know, and I want to get some comedic friends. I want to get some my music homies too. I got a couple people that I definitely have in line for this podcast. I'm going to redo an interview too that's supposed to happen. So yeah, we definitely got some exciting things coming to the show. I'm going to interview my family, interview my girl too. Like I want to make this show more fun and more popping and just, you know what I'm saying, just like make this a podcast where we're just gaining knowledge, we're gaining fun, we're gaining a lot of things. And I want to make sure I'm gaining knowledge too. Reading a bunch of books is a thing I do, and I love to read books, but I also really love to gain information from other people on their own life experiences, too. I feel like sometimes, sometimes we just kind of disengage from other people and realize that people were put on earth to connect with other people and build community. So that's really what I want to do. I want to build a community with this podcast. If you have not peeped my music, go ahead and peep my music. I drop a song every single Friday. I've been doing that for about a year now. Auntie Fridays, you know what I'm saying? We're going to blow up. Watch. I'll mark my words. It's gonna pop off for sure. You got some songs, you know what I'm saying? Goons has over like 5,000 streams as of me recording this. So that's really dope. Man Eater has over 2,000 streams. About to hit 3,000 streams as me posting this. So that consistency, bro. That consistency is definitely super, super fun. So, yeah, what I want to talk about today, I want to talk about instant gratification a little bit. I want to talk about I know for a fact that that instant gratification is a huge thing. Next week, I'm going to get a little segment. We're going to have more fun topics. I'm going to get people on IG to tell me what the next podcast not only should be about, but I want to just talk about I want to have more of I want to just do just wild conspiracy theories, you know, things like that. Fun stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's pure content over here. It's family-friendly content over here for the most part. But yeah, bro. All right. So anyway, listen up. Instant gratification. The reason I want to talk about instant gratification is because I learned that we live in that time and era now where everything is just super instant. They're gratifying. We live in a time of likes. We live in a time of TikTok being really big. And I feel like as a lot of content creators, we can get very, very or people in general can get, this braid is it. Dang, I get this redone. Shout out to Bree. Queen by Bree. So nah. But I feel like as a, not only a creative, but as a regular human being, we can get very caught up in the world of social media. And that world, if you really technically think about it, people, nothing, it doesn't really exist. That is a fabricated, and the digital world is its own world for sure. And I thank God for just being able to have those lanes where, like, there's no middleman anymore, where, like, you're going straight to consumer. But we get very caught up in our likes. We get very caught up in our views. We can get very, very caught up in the things of that nature when it comes to Instagram. And I feel like, too, what I don't like about instant gratification or just social media in general is that we can get so involved in other people's lives where you could spend 2 hours talking about like the Kardashians, or you could spend 2 hours talking about Kanye, where for me, I don't mind conversating about celebrities because I think it's dope. What I don't want to do is create those gossiping like, oh, Kim's having another baby. That's crazy. Not with Kanye. You know, like conversations like that, bro. Like, I've never been a fan of gossiping about celebrities. I've always been a fan of knowledge and gaining information and having a better understanding for things that are going to put value into my life. I think that what's toxic with this generation, and this is my opinion, the things I've seen, what's toxic with this generation is we spend so much time invested into other lives that we forget to invest in our own. And the people that I've seen so invested in other people's lives are the same people that have so much of the opinion, and that is so toxic. You cannot worry about what other people have going on so much to the point where you forget how to live. And not only that, you cannot be so invested in celebrities and other people's lives that you forget to build yours. It's so important that you have a healthy balance of watching TV and seeing what's going on social media, but it's all right to put your phone down, bro. Don't be so caught up in what Boo Boo and Lily got going on that you forget that you have a life to live, bro. And also don't be so caught up in that online digital world that you forget that there's books, there's riding your bike, there's riding a skateboard, there's the sun, there's trees, there's vacations, there's driving on the road, there's just enjoying the sky, there's enjoying your dog, there's enjoying your family, and there's having those important conversations of, yo, how can we build this family into something? How can we get over this? How can I get over that? There's even sleep. Oh, I don't know why, yo, that team no sleep stuff, bro. Yeah, man. Yeah, 3-4 hours, I'm in. Team no sleep. The only way your body is going to be able to accomplish things is if it's getting rest. And for a long time, I agreed with the no sleep rule. But then I was waking up the next day really groggy and just nasty and like, ugh, I felt dirty. And it wasn't because I wasn't grinding. It's not because I don't grind now. I just feel like that sleep and that recharging your system is so important. And still not scrolling through my phone, staying up later than I need to, or just, we have to learn how to shut stuff down and just enjoy it and value ourselves. And with the instant gratification, I know it gets addicting. Your dopamine takes off your phone. Like, yeah, I gotta check the gram. I gotta check Twitter. I gotta see what's going on. And I think that it's a blessing to have information, but I think what can destroy our generation is that we have way too much information that we're digesting, where also Twitter, Instagram, it's not up to them to decide how much information we take in. They're going to keep providing information, and Twitter, Instagram, and Zuckerberg, and they're going to keep making that money, and they'll keep running that bag, TikTok, too. TikTok running that bag. But it's not their job to monitor the amount of information we take in. YouTube as well, and Google. I think that we have to stop wanting that instant gratification so much of, oh, if I open this, my brain's going to be satisfied. It's like, I would just encourage anybody, if you're listening to this, to learn how to shut things down and be okay with sitting down and be okay with just enjoying leisure time. You know what I mean? And I feel like leisure time for sure is very, you know, leisure time is leisure time. But I feel like too much of anything isn't leisure time. Too much of being on your phone is not you having leisure time. I think leisure time is when your brain is completely relaxed. Because then you're watching a lot of negativity too. It's like, oh, dang, that happened. Oh, dang, this person got shot. Oh, dang, girl, she broke up with him. And then you call your girl. Hey, girl, you know, Devontae broke up with Carisha. Girl, she did, yeah. And then we're just caught up in Devontae and Carisha, where we forget that we still, again, I can't stress this enough, we have our own lives. So then you're like, girl, Devontae broke up with Carisha? Yeah, girl, he with Helen now. He with Helen? Yeah, girl, he with Helen. I don't even like Helen like that. Neither do I, girl. She toxic as hell. Girl, you toxic too, but nah, but see, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's that easy to fall off track to our own goals that we forget. And I think a problem with a lot of us in this generation, I've seen it with people my age, the 20 to 25-year-old range, is that we start things, we just don't finish them very well. Or, like, we get really happy one day, and then we're unmotivated the next. But we can also, the same people that get unmotivated are the same people that can spend 5 or 6 hours on Instagram. And those same people that spend those 5-6 hours on Instagram knock what you have going on because, like, I don't know, man. There's a lot of this out there. But you're over here supporting what Moneybag has going on over here. You're over here supporting what this person has going on over here. But your homie has been working his or her butt off for a long time. And you're just like, I don't think it's going to work out. But you could spend over here giving those people the instant gratification on social media. So you have to find a balance, people. Like, I just stress that balance, instant gratification is so dangerous. And yeah, that's all I'm going to say today, people. Like, I don't really want to keep you out here for too long. You know what I'm saying? I want to have more fun topics to talk to you next time. That was just on my brain for instant gratification. I may upload another podcast this week. But nah, bro, I thank you guys so much for listening. And make sure you go listen to the music. It's Jones the Great with the Money Sign. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, all that. Take that. Took it to your ass. Nah, sorry, nah. But, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. And I'll see you guys later. Peace.